Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his marvelous, his wonderful, his most precious, precious name. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am excited. I am excited. I hope everyone can hear me. Technical difficulties, because that means we are in for a treat. I have to share this that it was, I guess, about 1 o'clock my time. I received a phone call that really just blessed my soul, and hold on for one quick second, because I want to share this this praise report. I hope everyone can hear me clearly. It seems like we're having technical difficulties. And I am just going to open. Oh, you can hear. Thank you. I couldn't figure out what was going on. All right. So let me just give the praise report. I got so excited that I was running a little late for the show. But the praise report is this. God, who is just so amazing. There was SOS that was sent out for emergency prayer. This was like, we need God to move right now. And God did it. This child was not able to walk. Was having all sort of medical issues, and it was a sudden onset of some sickness, and the prayers of the righteous truly availeth much, because suddenly the child was healed. And so when I got off, we were all on the phone just praying and believing God, because He says in His word, if you believe, you shall receive whatsoever you ask for in prayer. And we were believing for healing, and healing is what God did. So I give God all of the praise, all of the honor, all of the glory. And if it seems like I am just all the place, is because I am just so full of just what He has done. So I'm just gonna, today is just, we've got a speaker. So let me just formally say, welcome to TDM Sunday Fellowship. You never know what God is going to do. We always know He is up to something. So I welcome you. I am Apostle Siobhan Simmons. And again, I just want to, if we can just give God like 10 seconds of praise, because He is not a respecter of person. The same way He healed this little child is the same way He will heal somebody else standing in need of healing. The same way he will open financial doors for those that are seeking a financial breakthrough. You might need a bill paid. You might need just to get the basic necessities, because everything, all the prices for food is going up. We don't know, but one thing we do know, that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, glory to God, more than we can ask and more than we can even imagine. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing. You are the same yesterday and today and forever. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for our facilitator, our speaker of the hour on today. Father, I thank you that the word that you have given to the speaker, oh God, will be nourishment to our soul. It would be like the blood running in our veins. Father, I just thank you, Lord. Oh God, I bless your name on today, Lord. Oh God, I magnify you because you are so sovereign. You're mighty. You're powerful, oh God. So, Father, I thank you right now for the word that we are about to hear, oh God. We receive it, oh God, with open heart, with an open heart, oh God. Father, we just thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So our speaker for the hour is none other than Elder. Okay, so I am going to release her, and everybody, I'm telling you, sit back and feast on what God has for us. The floor is yours.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. What I got was a remembrance of a dream that I had, and it's all going to flow together. So I come today just to encourage the brothers and sisters in Christ, just to encourage you, because Paul said to encourage one another. So I'm going to encourage you on today. God gave me this dream, and this dream, I know it's from him to share with you, because it's been years. And when I say years, it might have been back in early 2000. So I knew it was God that brought it to my remembrance. So I'm going to tell you the dream, and then we're going to get into a little bit more detail. I suggest that if you do have a pen and a paper, you might want to jot some things down, because as Apostle Simmons was talking about the praise report, I think this is so good for that. Okay, so I'm going to describe the dream to you. The dream was this. I was in my husband's work truck. It was a big blue truck. He literally did have a big blue Navy truck, and I always called it Big Blue because it was a big truck. So the dream, I was in the truck. I believe he was in the truck, but he might have been on the passenger side. I was on the driver's side, and the door was off. And the truck stalled. It was not moving. There was only one way on the street, back and forth. It was not moving, nowhere out, nowhere to go, no other path. I don't know why we couldn't get out of the vehicle. All I do know is that an 18-wheeler was headed towards us. And I'm looking around as like, there's no way that we can avoid this 18-wheeler from crashing or coming into us, because we could not move. Okay, so all we could, can you imagine an 18-wheeler barreling down towards you? So as this was happening, the only thing I could do was just close my eyes and just wait for the impact, because there's no way out. There's no way around. There's no way that this 18-wheeler that I saw coming towards us was not going to avoid us. There's no way. So I closed my eyes, and I just waited for the impact. And I was thinking to myself, it should have done hit us by now. And I opened my eyes, and there was another way made. And the thing to get out of it was, or to focus the mind is, God showed me that no matter the situation, really the bottom line, even if it's your own fault that caused the situation, he'll make a way for you. He will make another path that destruction, that impossible situation that you looking at, he always got an answer. He always make a way. He either going to make that way or give you the answer for it. He's an amazing God. The scripture that I have is just to encourage the brother and sister. There's nothing that God can't do. There's nothing that you're facing that he can't get you out of. He's God, creator of all. So I'm going to give you 1 Thessalonians 5:11. That's one. And that's just to tell you that this is so as far as in encouraging the brother and sister in Christ. So the main thing is what he showed, again, was whatever the situation, whatever the dark space, whatever the trial you think you're facing that there's no way out and no literal person can help you, understand God is always there and he always can help you. He always can make a way. When you think there's no way possible, he makes a way. And sometimes we think about how he going to do it or which way he going to come. The important thing I learned is don't worry about how he's going to do it. Understand, trust, and believe that he will do it. A couple of more scriptures is that we serve a true and living God. Expect from him. Don't just come through your Sundays or your Mondays or your Saturdays or whatever day of the week. And don't expect God to be a part or to show up. 1 Thessalonians 1:9 and also Jeremiah 10:10 lets you know that we serve a true and living God. Glory to God. I'm just trying to share with you certain things. So I'm looking at my paper, and I wrote things down that I just want to share with you. One thing to understand about God is, or not so much about God, about yourself is, don't wait till trials or situation arise to try to make yourself seek God. And when I say that, I'm saying you will have a difficult time with your flesh, because your flesh and your mind, because your mind is going to be like, is God really listening to me? I ain't been spending my time like I need to. Don't wait till trials or tests or horrendous situations come to spend with God. Spend it all, or to seek God. Spend it all during the week. Talk with him. People say pray, and that's true. You pray, but you commune with him. You communicate with him. You talk with him. So when the situation comes, it won't be that hard for you to, let me go to God, pick God first and see what he wants to say, because you already been in that harmonious fellowship. Okay? So if you find yourself in a situation where you weren't already attentive to God or paying attention or communing with him, he still answers you. You're still his child. That's just how good that he is. If he is your Lord and Savior, he never leaves you. Even when you're in that dark place that you're seeing there's no return from, he's still there. He's still trying to get you to, hey, I'm here for you. Talk with me. Tell me about it. I'm here to help you. That's what God does. He is just good. And as everybody says, he's good all the time. Not when it's just calm, but when the times are, for lack of a better word, rough, he's there. Let him prove himself to you. And I say that because people say, God, prove himself to me. You shouldn't ask God. Let him prove that he can make a way out of no way. So your faith can increase in him. Because sometimes we rack our brains and we like, well, how can I deal with this? How can I this and how can I that? How can I, you know, we're not even giving him a chance to move on your behalf. So you'll see that he'll bring you through. It's a trust thing. Trust him in the situation. Trust him in any situation that you find yourself in. And when I say trust, I mean, don't so much trying to work on your rational of how to make a way, but trust him, worship him, speak with him, talk with him. I'm going to give you an example. When I was in my early stages of Christ, people were saying, talk with God and spend time with God. And I was like, okay. And when I say spend time, your own personal time. I'm not talking like in corporate, in the church or whatever. I mean your own personal time. So I found myself in my own, I guess, bathroom, the quiet space, talking. And I said, Lord, I can't say I love you because I didn't feel it. You know, I'm a young Christian. I couldn't feel it. What I can tell you, Lord, is that I need you. And he met me where I was at. So if you have not been communicating with him, meaning spending time with him, start the day. Even though you're saved, sometimes we don't spend time with God. We don't talk with him. We don't fellowship with him. We don't commune with him. And you need to do that. He's your God. He's your heavenly Father. And he likes communication. And you might say you pray. And you pray, but sometimes you need to listen to what we say, listen to what he's trying to tell you. Sometimes you need to just be quiet and listen to him talk or move on you or give you peace or give you comfort in that situation. Because we serve a true and living God. He do answers prayer. He do heal. He do want to be in the midst of his people, whether it's in a group or whether it's one-on-one. He desires this. He's still God even in the pandemic. I don't really like to bring that up because I know everybody's talking about that, but he's still God in that. He ain't changed. He still can protect. He still can deliver. He still can heal you on today. One thing I used to ask God, I say, how did Enoch do it? How did Enoch walk with God? How did Enoch walk with you? And he didn't even have your infilling of the Holy Spirit. As I studied it out, and I'm talking about in Genesis 5 and 24, as I studied it out, he was, Enoch, was sincere with God. Sometimes we think we hide stuff from God. He already know. He know it. He already know what you're thinking before you thought it, before you spoke it. So tell him. Commune with him. It is not a waste of your time. Build your fellowship, a deeper level of fellowship with him. He's that best friend that you're looking for. You know, he sticks closer than a brother. That's for sure. He's that best friend. Someone you can talk to and tell all to, and he don't look at you in a funny way. His personality or his attitude towards you doesn't change because you told him something that was inside of you, something that isn't correct or should be found in a Christian or a brother or sisters in Christ. But when you tell him about it, not that he don't already know, but you need to tell him about so he can deal with it, because you're allowing him to deal with that situation on the inside. Sometimes we bury it. He don't want you to bury it. He wants you to tell him about it. If he leads you to somebody, another Christian in Christ, he'll lead you to that person. But if he does not lead you to that person, talk to him about that situation that you're in, that you're dealing with. Sometimes we have to say, Lord, help me. And he hears that. That's a prayer. That's a talk. That's fellowshipping with him. Glory to God. Another scripture, 1 Peter 5 and 7, cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He really does care for you in every situation that you're in. And just in case you didn't know, I'm wrapping it up. He cares for you in every situation that you're in. There's nothing small, nothing too small that he doesn't care for. In your marriage, sometimes you don't feel like you can talk. Talk to God. You need an advice. You need a counsel. Talk with him. He'll talk back with you and let you know what you need to do. Your child, they don't know where they're going, if they're going left or right. Talk with God. He'll give you the answer you need to correct the situation. Sometimes we think we can just go right to our child. We need to pray. Seek God, and he'll tell you how to handle that situation. Just like the thing with the truck, the dream with the truck, the situation looked like there's no way out, but God made the way. Glory to God. I'm just sharing with you. He makes a way, and you might have heard it before, out of no way. He literally does. If you give him that opportunity, stop stressing yourself. Stop being in worry. Let him prove himself to you that he's faithful and he really can deliver any situation. He can deliver. That's what I wanted to share. That's what I got was the dream. Praise God. That's what I got. And I gave you what I got. I don't got any more, and I don't want to make up anything. So I bless God for that.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Before I open the line for comments and anyone with a prayer request, I just want you, thank you, Elder, for the encouraging words. But remember, in 1 Samuel 30 and 6, David encouraged himself in the Lord. And one thing he said to me when it seemed like someone had opened the gates of hell and everything was coming out, he told me, he said, you were made for this. So just know that if God puts you in the situation, he's going to bring you out. He's not going to let anything destroy you. He'll destroy that thing in you that has no attribute of him. So I'm opening the lines right now. If anyone has any prayer requests or you just want to encourage our speaker, the line is open.
Praise the Lord. I remember that dream because Queenie told it to me, I think a couple of days after. And yes, he will make a way.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Oh, God bless you. We enjoyed the words of encouragement, and thank you for letting us know about it.
Hallelujah. How are you? Thank you, God.
Well, I do have two prayer requests that came over from our Skype. And, praise God. One is for salvation. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And glory to God. And the other one is healing. Healing from, you want to type in what you need healing for? So we can be specific. Healing for back pain. If you would pray for those two requests.
Glory to God. I like scriptures when I'm dealing with salvation and the person that want to get saved. You need to speak it out of your mouth. I'm going to go to Romans chapter 10. We're going to go over 9 and 10. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you have to confess him as your Savior. You wanted him. You wanted to be saved. Confess him as your Savior. I confess you, Lord Jesus, as my Savior. I confess you are real. You are the true and living God. And if you shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Glory to God. So if you have confessed that you want the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you confess it out of your mouth. Not so much for me to hear, but for your own self to hear. Glory to God. And you believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved. Verse 10, and this kind of goes into more detail on what you've done. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. You believed what he's done. God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So if you have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right now you need to speak out. I am saved. Glory to God. Sometimes we think that it takes a whole lot, but no, I am saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. I'm just, what I'm sensing, I need you, Lord. Understand that he is there. Glory to God. You took the first step, the major step. You received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are in the kingdom right now. All that he has is yours. All he has. Worship with him. Talk with him. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Glory to God. Sometimes when we get saved, later on in the week, we don't feel like we saved. It's not about feeling. What changed was your inner man, your spirit man, is what changed. Glory to God. The next thing is just to renew your mind in the Word. Start reading the Word. And some people, they can't really take like long books to read. So me, at first, I wasn't a reader, okay? I was not a reader. So I found the short chapters in the Bible or the short books like 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, and I started reading those first. So it could get me into the habit of eating his word. Trust me, when you start, you're going to want more. Bless God. Hallelujah. The person that, thank God, hallelujah, the person that wanted healing, glory to God, hallelujah, understand that he is a healer. I'm going to go because I need to give you scriptures, and it's so funny, not funny, ha-ha, but funny that I was studying Isaiah 53, it came to me, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. So I'm going to turn to it. Be open to receive the person that is wanting healing for the back. And there might be other people that needing healing for a different situation. It might not be a physical healing. It might be a mental healing. God is open for that. It's his stripes that did the work. Glory to God. I'm going to read Isaiah 50. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just the parts that's covering the healing, okay? So be receptive. I want you to hear the word first, okay? It says, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. So the thing to remember is he wants you to be healed. He don't want you suffering with that pain. He don't want you to have it. So in the name of Jesus, I command that back to be healed. I thank you, Lord, for it. I thank you. So the person that's wanting the healing, just tell the Lord, I receive the healing for my back, Lord God. I receive it. I thank you for it. Pain, you must leave that body right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is something that I'm hearing. It's like a crippling situation. But God can heal that as well. I know what the doctor said. God can heal that. He can take that away, that addiction. He can take that away. If you are open for him to do it, he can take that away from you. And we pray for two things, because the crippling situation is the one that came first, and the addiction was the thing that came second. So I pray for that situation that's crippling. I don't know if it's a physical or it could be a situation of turmoil. I don't know what it is, but I pray against it right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. I take my authority, and I know the brothers and sisters in Christ are in agreement, so I take that authority right now, and I call that situation change, uncrippling.
Yes, God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bring light into these dark areas, the areas of addiction, whatever that addiction is. We bring light into it right now. We can break it if you want us to. So those that want that addiction broken, because you're open to receive by the power of God, glory to God, we break it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I call to remember the scripture. He said, whatever that I ask in his name, he shall do it. Talking about the works, the yes. works of Jesus. Whatever I ask in the name of Jesus, he shall do it. And I thank him for it. I thank him for it. I thank him for it being done. Hallelujah. I thank him for the souls that have been saved.
Yes.
Glory to God. I'm thankful for the healing that has taken forth, even for the ears to be open. I want to say it's the right ear. Glory to God. I thank him for the healing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. And if I give an example, I just want to give this example right quick in reference to healing. Glory to God. I had read the word on healing, by his stripes we already healed. When I read that word, I was going through when I read the word and I meditated on the word. That's why it's important for us as Christians to read that word before a calamity hit, beforehand. So when it hit, you got that word, and that word is like power. But I had read the word prior to the situation. It was the issue of blood. So I went into my secret closet, and I was talking with God. And when I say talk, I mean just talking. I said, Lord, I don't doubt. I don't doubt it. There's no doubt in my mind. Nobody can make me doubt your word that I have been healed. Understand, the flow is still going on. So I said, Lord, how can I get this manifestation? Because nobody can make me doubt that I was not already healed. And you might say, what? That she wasn't in doubt, but the flow was still going on. Yeah, because when you get that word, when you meditate in that word in your heart, when it's in there, it's in there. So what happened, the thing he told me, he said, just receive. the flow is still going on now. He said, just receive. And you know, when God speaks, you get excited and you forget exactly why you were in your secret closet in the first place. and you delighted, because he said, just receive. Okay, God said, you know, I know, he said, just receive. And it didn't dawn on me. I don't know if it was the same hour or the next day. The flow had stopped. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can't make me doubt God doesn't heal today. You know what I'm saying? He does heal. He heals today. He healed back in Peter time, back in Paul time, but he heals today. The thing is, do you believe it? Because sometimes we look at other situations and we say, well, why he ain't did this for that? We don't know his situation, that person's situation. So deal with yours. Get the word in your heart for your situation. He honors that. Glory to God. I just want to share that with you in reference to healing. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory
praise
to God. And let me hit one more, and then I'm gonna close out what I'm saying, because I don't know if there's anybody, any other word on healing or anybody else needing healing. The thing about cold, when I found out about that God heals, I don't receive cold. My nose might be sniffling, or I might do a hachoo, but when people say, oh, you got a cold, No, I ain't got no cold. I say my nose might be a little runny. I might be a little sneezy, but I ain't got no cold, because I don't want to receive that to myself, because I already received the word in me. And so what happens is, where cold may come, try to come, stay, because I don't receive it. I don't really go into the, it's the flu season and this, that, another. I'm not saying it's not out there. What I'm saying is for myself, get the word, stand on the word, believe the word. It has to be more than just in your head. It really do have to be in your heart. Because when the situation comes, the word is going to come out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know that right there. That right there. That realization that you don't have to receive anything that does not line up with the word of God.
Glory to God.
It doesn't matter. And I'm just telling you where I stand. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. That's their job. They're to give you diagnosis and prognosis.
Glory
but
to
the
God.
Bible says, who's reporting you gonna believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord that says, by his stripes, I am already healed. So whatever may try to enter cannot enter. And I love it best when you say you don't receive it. That's a T-shirt right there. I bless the Lord. I'm going to say this, and you can just close us out after this. My brother, if you don't have a church, tell me where you're staying. Text it on the screen where you live, and I will make sure I find a church in that area that teaches the word, lives the word, and preaches the word, because you're going to need the word to help you to grow and to know who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. So text that on the, and I'll follow up with you. I thank God for everyone's healing. I thank God for our encourager. on today. He is that way maker, promise keeper. He is the great I am. Whatever you need, whatever you stand in need of, he is the I am that I am. I thank God for our encourager, our speaker on today. Oh, my God, I just bless that God will continue, oh, glory, to manifest in your life. I thank God for everything that you have shared with us. It has resonated in our heart, in our mind, and in our spirit. I pray that the Lord will continue to increase you, that he will continue to give you revelation of his word, that he will continue, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, to give you that voice where you can share the gospel, where you can share his love, where you can share with people who he is, and that his word is real simple. All we have to do is believe. And I'm telling you, from Genesis to Revelation, you can't go wrong. There is something in there for you. There is a word from the Lord for you. You just got to find that scripture that pertains to your situation. And believe me when I tell you that there is nothing new under the sun. How do I know? Because he said it in the word. There is nothing new under the sun. Everything that you may be going through, you may have already gone through, or you will be going through. Guess what? God has made you just for this. Let Psalm 121 be your friend. And I'm telling you, he is a keeper. He won't allow anything to destroy you, but only attributes in you that's not of him. God bless you, and until next Sunday. Elder, go ahead and just take us out.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise your name. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Just wherever you at, just begin to thank him. Begin to worship him, begin to glorify him, begin to magnify his name, that he is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. And for those that got saved, that just got saved, we just cover you right now with protection.
Yes,
his
yes.
angels are all around you to keep you. I pray that he continue to send people to your path to uplift you in your walk with him.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you. We bless your name. We glorify you and we magnify you. Father, I ask that you touch each and every one that was a part on today. Touch their hearts and minds in a special way, Lord God. We thank you for answered prayers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you on today. Is this really a thank you? Because we're not going to be leaving his presence. We just thank him. Glorify you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We just uplift your name wherever we at, Lord God. We join together in the spirit, glorifying, magnifying your name. In the name of Jesus, we honor you. Hallelujah. We honor you. Glory to God. Thank you for moving in our lives, Lord God. Thank you for salvation. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Go in peace and know that the peacemaker is with you. Shalom.